Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with us, guys. It has been another amazing year on the Direct Impact Podcast, and we love, love, love our audience. I wanted to do a special bonus episode today talking about the year, talking about the new year. 2026, it's approaching, it's on its way, and I want all of our audience to be prepared for that. So what we're going to talk about a little bit today is the Plan to Recover mini journal, which you have heard about this many, many times on this podcast. If you are an OG listener, you have heard all about this journal that I created. And what it is about is really establishing three behaviors that you either want to increase or decrease over the next 90 days. So in this upcoming year, 2026, right now you have the opportunity to go ahead and get your first journal for the first 90 days. That's going to take you through Q1 of 2026, and you can work towards automating new healthier habits and decreasing and kind of walking, turning your back on behaviors or habits that are just not serving you well. Okay, it's one of my favorite things about journaling. I have been doing this journal since 2021, and I have automated so many freaking behaviors that I think that my AM routine and PM routine is as robust as you can possibly get without it taking up too much time. Because I'm all about making it easy, making it quick, making it something that's attractive and easy and something that you couldn't possibly miss, right? And it's automated eventually to the point where if you do miss it, you miss it. Like you feel it in your nervous system. You're like, oh my gosh, I did not get my cup of tea today. And I've been trying to work in that cup of tea every morning so I can get some essential vitamins that I put in there. I can get my bee pollen. I can get my honey. And so like you start to miss these things. And so let's walk through the Plan to Recover mini journal and what it's about. Now I want to go ahead and tell you where to order it, how to get it. Again, make that easy too. You just go to Amazon and you put in Andrea Epting, A-N-D-R-E-A. Last name, E-P-T-I-N-G. And you're going to find the Plan to Recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery. You can also, you're going to find the Direct Impact podcast there when you put it in. You can put in Andrea Epting, or you can just search the Plan to Recover mini journal or recovery journal is usually going to pull it up. But I want today to get you moving on the most important page on that, you know, in the journal. It's called Let's Get Moving, all right? And I want to get you moving today. This is really the page that kicks off your next 90 days. This is the page that you come to in the very beginning and you sit in a very contemplative manner and you're like, okay, let me get really honest about my daily routine, my habits, the things that are working for me, that are life-giving, the things that are working against me, that are life-taking, okay, or sucking, right? So let's go ahead and list out three. And so like a for instance would be, I'm going to journal daily. A lot of people talk about this. And now that might mean you're going to engage this journal on a daily basis. You know, I mean, that's a check that you get automatically because you're journaling every day when you engage the Plan to Recover mini journal. It's a bullet journal, so it's not like morning pages or anything like that. It's not like a free association journaling. It's not like rage pages or anything like that, which I love all of those approaches to journaling, processing feelings and information and getting it out. This is a bullet journal. This is an opportunity to engage and really look at and reflect on a daily basis three behaviors and then go deeper every single day through the bullets that we have and the prompts that we have. And we're going to walk through those. I also want you to know that you can see me and watch me go through a tutorial of this on Amazon and also on our website, which is www.lightninginabottle.biz. That's .biz. Okay, so if you want to watch me do this tutorial and turn the pages of the book, please go ahead and do that. www.lightninginabottle.biz. I'm happy to walk through it with you. But I really, like, this is a new year. It's a new year, and it's a time of not just moving forward and planning, but also a time of reflection. Right now, we're planning. We're planning for an amazing 2026. So one of your big three that you're going to focus on in the next 90 days, it might be journaling. It might be decrease my alcohol intake. It might be I'm going to move my body more often. You want to be really specific with these though. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing. So it's not just move my body often, it's move my body 3 times weekly for at least 25 minutes, okay? You want to be really specific here because you want to know what do you actually have to do to get that check at the end of the day or beginning of the day whenever you are recording in your journal, right? So you've heard me talk about this a few times, but one of the things that was on my big three in, I think it was 2021, was I'm going to read more. And so for 90 days, I read one page of a book for 90 days. And my ability to get the check to say, yes, I engaged reading materials, a hardbacked book, not my Audible stuff. I read a book every day. I had to read a page. Okay. And sometimes one page would turn into five. Sometimes it would turn into a chapter, but these are nonfiction books, so they're a little harder to dive into. So I recorded that for 90 days, and guess what? It's going into 2026, and I've now been doing that for over 4 years, and I have read, like, I think I get through about 10 books a year now, which for some people is not much, but for somebody like me with dyslexia, that's a lot. A lot more than I was doing before I started reading one page a day. So it starts with these small things, the small things that you want to engage. And you think about your identity. Who do I want to be? What type of person do I want to be? Who do I feel called to be? What do I feel on a cellular level is me? Okay. Am I the type of person that walks every day? Am I the type of person who is going to do some intermittent fasting for a period of time because my doctor has recommended it? Am I the type of person that drinks 64 or 120 ounces of water a day? Am I the type of person that wants to smoke marijuana? Am I the type of person who wants to look at pornography? You know, sometimes, you know, you're going to look at these things and say, yeah, you know what? Like, I don't feel like that is my authentic self. And if it's not, then those are the things you want to put on your list to decrease. Okay? Because if you're looking at it every single day, you're forced to confront it. And when you are forced to confront your unhealthy and unwanted behaviors, it gets a little uncomfortable. Okay. And that's kind of the goal. You want to confront the negative and promote and optimize the positive, right? This is the one life we have. Okay. So on the Let's Get Moving page, you're going to pick your big three to focus on. All right. And you're going to remember my EASY acronym, which you can also walk through. There is an amazing freebie on the EASY acronym on our website. Again, that is thelightninginabottle.biz. Go there, check out the EASY acronym, but you definitely want to keep all of your new behaviors super, super easy, okay? All right, easy, accessible, simple, yours, which means they're unique to you, okay? So the EASY stands for, just so you know, even though there's a freebie, I'm gonna give you a sneak peek. EASY stands for enjoyable, accessible, sustainable, and yours. So yours is unique to you and it really fits into that identity, right? Okay. And then after you do your big three, you're going to establish an AM routine and a PM routine. This is really important when it comes to your mental health and your vitality. These wake up routines and PM routines are established to support your big three. Okay. So if one of my big three is I'm going to take my vitamins every single day for the next 90 days. All right. One of the things I might do is every Sunday, I might pack my whole vitamin container for the week. And then I'm also going to put it by my coffee pot if I drink coffee. Right. And so you want to make it easy. You want to make it accessible, but you also want to make it part of your routine. So you might say every evening I go to the coffee pot and I make sure that my vitamin container is laid out or that my vitamins are laid out, whatever it is, but that's part of your routine. Okay. My wake up routine, I love my wake up routine. I love it. But one of the things I put in there, which is so freaking simple, but it supported my other habits, was I wake up and I make the bed. Does it look pretty? Do I put all of my frou-frou pillows on? No. But I get up and I pull the sheet up and I tuck it in. And I lay the pillows down, I pull up the comforter and I tuck it in tight and I lay my journal and the book that I'm reading on top of that pillow. Okay. Now, what am I doing? I'm making my evening routine easier and I'm also promoting one of my big three or two of my big threes, which is journaling, which I do every evening, and my book, which I do every evening, right? So it's already laying there, but that's part of my AM routine that supports my big three habits, right? They're no longer my big three because I've automated, you know, about 30 at this point. But I want to, you know, give you an example of how simple it is, how small habits build into lifestyle changes. So wake up, my bird noises go on. Why do I listen to bird noises? It's because it gives you 7 hours, seven freaking hours of positive emotion, just a few minutes. So I wake up, birds go on, bed gets made, journal goes on the pillow, so does my book I'm reading that night go on the pillow, right? And then I go in, I make my tea, I do my morning stretch, because that is something that I really, really, really needed to do for my joints, all right? And guess what? The foam roller that I'm so obsessed with that I use, like it, I have to trip over it. Okay. So I'm going to use it. I make it where it would be really hard not to do these things. Okay. So then I'm going to do my roll, and then I'm going to stretch, and I'm going to get ready for the day. All right. And then I start to do my, you know, contemplative practices, which is prayer and devotion and things of that nature. But these are things that I have automated since 2021. And it's become like a really important part of my life and my routine. And it allows me to focus and to engage in my work and coming here and talking to you guys. It's really, really important. So pick out your big three. Then you want three things in the AM that support those activities or those behaviors. And then you want to pick three things in the evening that support those behaviors. So for instance, for a wake up routine would be prayer, devotion, podcast, birds for a minute, right? I just walked through that. A wind down routine might be brushing your teeth. There are some studies done. And if you are not brushing your teeth at night, you are not alone. You'd be amazed how many people don't brush their teeth. And if they do, they might get to it once a day. So like a lot of people are in their wind down routines, people who are sharing their journals with me, they're putting brush my teeth for 90 days every single night. That's a big deal for them. Taking out my contacts every single night. That's a big deal for them, right? Prep for the next day, you know, go ahead and make my lunch and stick it in the refrigerator, you know, meal prep, all of these things really set you up to automate those three behaviors in the next 90 days, because that's the time that it takes. And I've talked about this before, guys, but some of these routines, some of these behaviors that you're picking up, you're going to do these for years. So like some of these are going to be on your big three for all of 2026. Okay. Especially if you're trying to abstain from alcohol, abstain from pornography, decrease your spending, increase your saving, like all of these things, they're going to be on there multiple quarters, and that is okay. But some of them, you'll be amazed how fast you can automate them. It really is amazing. So this is what I want for you guys. This is why I created it. This is why I wanted to circle back to it and say, hey, there's a million amazing journals out there. It's definitely not just this one, but this is the one that I really want for y'all to consider diving into in 2026 and see how many amazing healthy habits and behaviors you can automate in 2026. All right, guys. And then don't forget, we've got all these amazing prompts that you can look at every day. You don't have to do all of them. Absolutely not. But you do every day want to check off on the habits that you completed. Did you do your wake up routine? Did you do your wind down routine? But then you've got all these prompts, and it really does help you to go a little bit deeper with your recovery, with yourself, with all aspects of healing, okay? It's going to ask you questions like, how did I feel today? What was my victory or my win? What was my struggle for the day? How can I give myself compassion for the struggle? Compassion and grace. This is a big part of a healing process. And then you start forecasting for the next day, which is, how do I want to feel tomorrow? How do I want to show up in the world tomorrow? And then you give some notes to your future self. What is your desired outcome or your win for tomorrow? And then you take a moment to pause and imagine it, feel it, be in it, claim it, okay? And then you've got some things that you did that you just want to mark, like, these were the three things that I accomplished today, that I did, that I had on my to-do list that I knocked off. Please, the reason we put this here is we don't want you doing more than three, okay? Like, keep it simple and honor yourself and praise yourself and celebrate the things that you were able to accomplish at the end of the day. It's a really nice thing to do. Last thing at the end of the day is celebrate your accomplishments and then offer yourself some type of self-care, all right? So anyway, 2026 is coming, guys. Go ahead and buy the journal. Amazon, search for Andrea Epting. Go ahead and get started now with your big three. All right, thanks so much. Take care. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. We'll be right back.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey. Are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show.